Okay, I'll admit it. My boss was hot. As bosses went, Stu was drop-dead gorgeous. 45, short brown, neat hair, brown eyes, a permanent 5 o'clock shadow, and this sexy smile that always did things to my insides. Chandler. I glanced up and froze. Stu stood at his office door, his jacket and tie removed, the top two buttons of his pale blue shirt open. Sir? He beckoned with his finger. My office. Now. Then he disappeared behind his door, leaving it ajar. Fuck, this was it. I shut down my computer, tidied my desk, picked up my jacket and bag, and trudged along to his office. Close the door. I shut it behind me and waited. Stu pointed to the empty chair facing his desk, and I hurriedly sat down. Well, 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 you certainly surprised me. I said nothing. He probably had this whole speech worked out. I suppose you know why I sent for you. I sighed. Because I accidentally sent you a dick pic. There was no point being coy anymore. Stu paused, his forehead creased in a frown. Accidentally? Wait, what? Before I could get my head around the implications, he said, I see. No, I wanted to yell, you don't see, because I was just starting to figure it out. But some inner voice kept me quiet. Well, in that case, Stu leaned back in his chair. In ordinary circumstances, I would be informing you that your employment here was at an end.
Ordinary circumstances?
Stu smiled and his eyes glittered. As you might have realized by now, these are not ordinary circumstances. What I'm about to propose will mean the continuation of your employment here, if you agree to my terms. I was breathing so fast. I can see I have your full attention, so I'll come to the point and I'll be blunt. You get to keep your job as long as I get to fuck you.
I blinked. He wants to... I fought hard to maintain my self-control. This is a dream, right? The kind of dream you never want to wake up from.
I licked my suddenly dry lips.
You get to fuck me?
Stu nodded. Whenever I want, wherever I want. That smile hadn't dimmed. I'm aware this amounts to blackmail, but I've done my homework when it comes to you, Chandler. I don't think what I'm proposing could be called rape, do you? That implies without consent, and I don't feel that would be an issue, do you? My first thought was that my boss knew me a hell of a lot better than I thought he did. I should add at this point that accepting this proposal will neither help nor hinder your possibilities for advancement in this company. Stu locked gazes with me. You don't get to rise through the company just because we're fucking. Any advancement would be purely on merit.
You could have anyone you want. There have to be hundreds of guys out there who'd be willing to bend over for you.
And I was one of them in a heartbeat. But I don't want hundreds of guys. I want you. These are dangerous times we live in, Chandler, as I'm sure you can appreciate. I never know if the person on the screen is the one who'll turn up at my door. I prefer to take risk out of the equation. You're a known quantity. You're gay, and you like sex. He grinned. You wouldn't believe the conversations that reach my ears. And apart from that, I have you over a barrel. His eyes shone. Though I'd rather have you over my desk.
I don't have a choice, do I?
Not that I wanted one. Is that a yes? Stu got up from his desk, walked around it, and came to a halt beside my chair. He cupped my chin, tilting it until I was staring up at him. If you'd rather not do this, then we can call it a day, and you can leave when you've worked off your notice. I'll even give you a reference.
The last part took me by surprise. I definitely hadn't expected that.
I gazed at his lips so pink and full, and damn it, I was imagining them around my cock. My heart hammered. I didn't want to leave, and I wanted him.
Quick, mental calculation here. I get to keep my job and get fucked by my hot AF boss. No brainer.
You do know this is illegal, right?
One last attempt not to appear too eager. Stu's eyes gleamed.
You have no proof of this conversation. There's no one around to overhear us.
His fingers caress my cheek.
It won't be an onerous task, I promise. And I'm not exactly unskilled. Put it this way, I've never had any complaints.
He bent over and whispered into my ear, not that you're in a position to complain, anyway.